Hey guys, welcome back. It's been forever. My name is Meredith.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Kiara.
And today we want to jump into some fall conversations. All things fall.
We love the fall.
But first, we want to recap a little bit on something we were talking about a little bit earlier. Kiara, can you explain, please, the Versace
perfume?
Yeah.
You know what, Mare? I would love to. Thank you for asking. To set the stage, I think we're sophomores in college, and this boy likes me. I mean, that's just the best way to phrase it. I think
obsessed
my birthday's
with you, maybe.
Maybe obsessed, borderline obsessed. Thank you, Emmanuel, like if you're listening.
Do you want his name in it?
I was going to cut his name.
Oh, you were? I think it'd be funny. I don't mind.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hard lunch.
Thank you. Okay.
Hard lunch.
Thank you, Emmanuel. But my birthday's rolling around, and this boy buys me Versace perfume. Probably the best perfume I've had to date. Literally, I was like, oh, this is nice. I sprayed it, and I was like, oh, this like smells nice. Looked it up that night. It was like upwards of like $100+. I was like, okay.
Can I add something to you just casually spraying it? Kiara, we've talked about this before, but it just needs to be relayed. Kiara, like, doesn't just, like, do a cute little spritz and, like, walk through it. Kiara
I'm not Demirci with my perfume.
No. You go so hard on perfume.
It's a cloud.
You spray head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
I have gotten better as I've aged.
Don't forget, this was also Summer's Eve era, so she's spraying that cross, too.
We got sprays going
oh
everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. There's no germs up in there and no smells up in there.
No odors.
No, just like, I want to smell like nothing but everything at the same time. I think that's my goal. No, I'm like neck, head, maybe like torso, foot, maybe even, who knows?
That little bone on your ankle?
Yeah, it needs to be smelling good. You never know.
And then you looked up how much the perfume was, and you were like, "Oh!" Maybe
and then
I
said,
"Just do a spritz."
Exactly, I need to do just a spritz. Also, the same time that I got that perfume, he also gave me so he's Ethiopian, and he gave me this like carved necklace. He's like, "This is from Ethiopia." Do you remember this? I don't know if you do. I wish. No, you do. Okay, maybe me telling the story will unlock a memory.
No, you do.
You do. He gave me, it was like a little wooden block, and it was like carved out Kiara in
Ethiopian.
Ethiopian.
In another language.
What is it? Yeah, in another language. But it was so sweet and kind of thoughtful, honestly. Even though I had no feelings whatsoever, I was like, that is the kindest thing I've received. $100 perfume and a necklace with my name on it.
You are a gifts girl. You love a gift.
I do love a gift. And he knew that. And every once in a while for my birthday, he will pop up. And for that, I say thank you for that perfume that you got me. What was it? Like black? No.
Yes, it was black. It was black, a black Versace
opium?
Bottle.
No.
Yes. Black opium.
Was it that?
Yes.
Black opium. Honestly, it smells great from what I remember.
I hated the packaging of it. I saw it and I was like, ugly.
It kind of scared me.
Yeah.
I definitely don't even remember what it looked like.
Well, look
like.
It up. Look it up.
Okay.
You're like the queen of
guys,
like,
if you're listening.
Let me look this up really quick.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you do also have autonomy to go do a little research.
You have
but anyway,
autonomy that's to look this up. You're welcome to.
Black opium. But anyways.
In 5 minutes, but if you can do it faster than me.
If you can do it faster. Okay, I see it. $95.
Oh, it's gone down. It's gone down a little bit.
It's gone down. Maybe it's on sale.
8 years ago. So
yeah.
9 years ago.
That's it.
I'm showing them a photo of it
that's
if you've seen.
Exactly what
I will post down our story. But anyways, that was really fun. I loved that little memory. And we might have said this before too, but he also gave me a jacket. And that also just has lived on years later. It was like
she wears it every day.
Yeah, it's actually my everyday jacket. No, it was like the colors together. Of the Ethiopian flag. It was super cool.
It's really intense.
It's really intense. Maybe not necessarily my style. So I did end up giving it to Casey's mom when we were moving out because I was like, I don't know what to do with it. She's like, I'll keep it. And it's like the running joke. She probably has it in her home in Iowa.
She has
going to give it to me at some point.
Waiting for the time. Yeah.
I hope she gives that to me like on my wedding day or something.
Just waiting
like,
for the moment to give it to gigs.
Oh my gosh. But that's the story of the perfume. What a memory. I mean, literally, I can envision sitting like in Herb, which was like our dorm room, like outside of the elevator. And that's where we were sitting. And he was like telling me pretty much like how much he loved me.
Oh,
I know. I feel actually really
think
bad.
About what are some things you could have done that led him on?
Ooh,
because we know Kira back then, you were just so kind.
Oh, I would probably so talk kind. To him. That's probably what I did. I probably showed him somewhat of an interesting conversation.
Aww. You were like, oh, really? Like tell me more about that. Tell me more. And he was like, I love you.
I'm sold.
I think he did in a letter. He was like, I am in love with you. And I think I was like, huh. I'm like, how much have we actually talked? You know what I mean? Like how?
And I love our friendship. You be?
Yeah, brother in Christ.
How to let someone down 101. Oh, man.
You should not write that book.
I don't think I would be the. I think I need to read that book. I don't need to write it. I need to read it.
That's so funny.
Anyways, but that was around the fall time. So that is a perfect segue into our fall episode.
Did you guys see that Starbucks now has pumpkin cream cold brew
back on the menu? Yeah, baby.
Okay. How many?
Did we go the first day? Maybe.
Wow.
I'm yeah, August 22nd. I don't know that day off the top of my head. What?
Oh my gosh, Kia.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Well, it's funny because I feel like the age old debate is like when is fall. And I know we touched on it last time, but a lot of people where I work, because we're all coffee addicts, is like, is it Starbucks fall menu day? Because that is very much in August. And I wouldn't say that that is the fall. However, am I going to go buy all the fall things? I am, because it's there. But then it feels like a contradiction to when I think fall is, which is the end of the month of September.
Of September. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, September. So I don't know. But I do love the pumpkin cream cold brew.
Yeah.
Or just the latte.
I mean, I also enjoy it. I will say, though, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on here. Maybe I've just said it to you guys. I kind of am like over Starbucks a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Tell me.
Yeah. What happened?
You know, I'm trying to be really more mindful about where I'm spending my money and trying to be a little bit better about supporting small businesses and stuff like that.
Okay.
A queen.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly. Thank you. You can say that more often. I am a coffee snob, as you know, and I really, really want to make sure that somebody takes care into making a drink for me. And I've realized that Starbucks is very template, right? There's not that like love and extra zzz, you know,
they don't have the care that you need.
No. And so there's this new coffee shop, shout out to Sunny's Coffee and Plants in Monmouth, and the owner is great. She literally was chatting with me while she was making my shots. And then she goes, I'm sorry. I pulled those too long. I'm going to make some new ones for you. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
That's like Casey's love language right there.
I know. I was like, thank you.
You're like, yeah, you will.
$5.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I also saw, wow, I can't talk. Starbucks' menu got kind of weird. They like lost themselves for a second. They like had like spicy drinks, and then they had this like they had bubble tea this summer.
What? Okay, I missed the summer menu.
And I was like,
apparently.
Okay, you're trying to be like Dutch Bros, kind of, which if you're familiar with Dutch Bros, is like loud, high energy, intense drinks that are like what Starbucks was trying to be during the summer. And Dutch Bros is such a huge thing out here because it started in Oregon. And it just felt like they were losing their identity a little bit. So I just was like, you know what? If I don't do need what to you're go
good
there,
at, yeah. just come and yeah. do your fall menu. I mean,
do your fall that's menu.
Why people do like, it. Do your fall menu yeah. and just stick the rest of the rotation. Year, stick to yeah, stick to what just you can do
shop.
Well.
Just be a coffee shop.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's kind of, it started in March of last year.
Oh, okay.
Or was I guess March I didn't realize. This, yeah, March of this year. Sorry, March of this year. And so, yeah, that's just kind of where I've gone.
Get that, and I think that is a valid point. I will say, hopefully, I can say this on the podcast, but I'm a little slut for a pumpkin for pumpkin drinks.
I'm a little slut.
I'm just a little slut, period. No.
For pumpkin.
For pumpkin, because I will say I get caved into everything. I am what you may call basic, and I know that, and I accept that. I will be going to the pumpkin patches. I will be going apple picking. My problem is
– do what you like.
Yeah. Exactly, and I know that I like that. And I also know that – in North Carolina, the fall is beautiful. It really lasts yeah. like 2 seconds. Mm. So I'm like, I need to really just get soak everything out of it, sure. soak it in. If it's only 2 months out of the 12, I need to just do everything every weekend. I need to do the cabin in the woods. I need to make the s'mores. I need to go thrifting for flannels. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. And actually, this is kind of a fun little fact. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but Now, 3 years ago, I started this thing. I do like a fall day in the park. You're going to get a kick out of this, actually. And listeners, too, I hope you're trying to envision this. But I have a twin bed, okay? I've been sleeping on a twin bed for years. But it's really comfy and it's fine. But the frame is like, it's just like a metal frame that can like unscrew. And I kid you not, one like fall 3 years ago, I was like, I wonder if I could take my frame and like, if I put like a wooden board on top, if it could be kind of like those like wooden like panels, like people do like little picnics around. I'm like, I wonder if I could do that, but with my frame, because I don't want to go and get, what are those called? Wooden, like a pallet. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Pallet.
What am but I I'm visualizing?
Like, I don't know. But a pallet. I've okay. seen people okay. do like pallets and like kind of make it cute. It's very like
yeah.
2017 wait,
as
maybe.
As their bed or as like a picnic?
As a picnic specifically.
So I'm not, you took I your bed frame this. Out of your bed with a pallet?
Okay. Okay. No. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay. Going back. What I wanted to recreate is the picnic pallet look. But I didn't have a pallet, and it also wouldn't fit in my car, but my bed
so
frame
you put
did.
A blanket over top of the pallet and sit on that?
No, that's like where like the food and like
– oh, it's like a table.
So it's a table.
Okay.
Wait, so sorry.
You took your bed apart?
Okay, yes. Okay, so here's the story. I took my bed apart. I like sent out this invite. I found this park in Uptown Charlotte. I'm like – and on, I mean, my vision was to like have girls come that like didn't really know each other to kind of like have like a mix and mingle, because I knew people from work, from church.
I was literally just about to say I would not go.
You guys wouldn't go.
Not only went to this, but you coordinated.
You created
something.
Yes.
It.
Yes. You're I wanted to enemy. Create. Literal, I wanted to create community. Okay,
and
it
you
actually
took your bed, and you took your bed apart.
And I took my to bed
community.
So I have like some friends that work at Proverbs, some friends that work at Elevation, some friends that I just like are not either. And just so I'm like, I want to like kind of bring people together. And the people that came and I told everyone, I'm like, listen, it's just going to be like super chill. We can like see the city. I'll send you a photo, because the setup was actually so cute. So I brought my bed and I put like a wood panel on top, put like table like settings, like made it all cute. Uh-huh.
How did you get your bed there?
That's the thing, is I fit it in my trunk.
What?
I just was like, I hope that it fits. And I like put my seats down.
And like slid it through your car?
Slid it through my car. Okay. Exactly. Actually, while we're here, I'm just going to try to find a photo of it.
Yeah.
And then I had everybody bring like a fall drink or food. And everybody was like pretty excited about it. They're like, okay, I'll make something. Somebody made like warm chai. That was amazing. Anyways, and we just had this like fall day in the park, and then I didn't want to do it at that same park the next day because or the next year because it was like so far away. So I did it like closer by. But I think I'm going to keep that tradition going. Hmm. And just like, and honestly, the people that came, though, they were like so sweet. Because you always like when you put something on, too, it's like, are people going to actually come? You know what I mean? And like all the energy. Because I'm like, it is a lot of energy taking it all out, putting the decorations in, getting the vibes right. Because I'm like, I want to make sure that I have like the playlist right. Like if the weather's good, I want to have blankets and stuff. And people came through.
Are you going to take your bed again?
That's what I don't know. To be honest.
Was it a lot of work? Like, was it more work than it was worth?
Honestly, no. It was a lot of work, but I wouldn't say that it was, like, more than it was worth. It was, like, an equal amount. But here's the thing I will say about it is that, too, like, the maybe month before, I went to a concert alone, and I met this, like, super cool girl behind me. Her name's Tori. And we just, like, start chatting. She's like, oh, are you here alone? I'm like, yeah, I got, like, a free concert ticket. So I'm like, I'm going to just come here solo. And we ended up hitting it off. Turns out she's a Christian. She's super fun. So I invited her to this thing. I'm like, hey, like she is like kind of newer here. So I'm like, hey, come to this fall day and you can kind of like meet people and whatever. And I knew that my people were like good people too. So I'm like, she'll be fine there. Anyway, she ends up meeting like another friend of mine and they like hit it off and they're like super close to this day. So I kind of like created a little friendship. So I feel good about that. That's a win in and of itself.
Yeah.
But I think that was fun too because it was like people that didn't really know each other. So all that to say, that's how much I love fall is I will put on a whole picnic in the park. And it's just like the food, it's the vibes. My playlist for the fall is top tier. I'm going to share it when this episode goes live because it's just so good and I just love fall music and it reminds me of home and I've been talking forever so that's how much I love fall.
What's fall music?
I think like
Phoebe Bridgers.
Mm-hmm.
Very
like a Noah Kahan maybe.
Yeah.
Lizzie McAlpine.
Yes.
Okay.
Moody
got it.
Kind of.
Moody.
Moody. Okay, Moody. Yeah. Maybe a Maggie Moody. Rogers in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's my fall vibes.
I know I maybe said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I have beef with corn mazes. I hate them. I don't like corn mazes. I think they're dumb.
Okay.
I don't have fun in them. And I think it's cool that you put in all that effort to just cut your corn down in a specific pattern. But like, I can't see the pattern when I'm in it.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually crying.
Trapped and also a little bit pissed off.
It's like,
I can't figure it out.
I don't want to have to work that hard to figure it out. Like, do you just put an arrow? Like, go this way. If you actually want to get out,
just go usually, this way. Like, at the end, there's, like, hot chocolate and stuff. I don't really like hot chocolate. So, I don't really.
Me
like,
neither.
Even once I'm out, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just cold now.
I think I would take a spiced tea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like an apple cider.
Yeah, something.
Ooh, a boozy corn maze. I can't tell if that would be.
No,
good
have I ever had
get extra angry?
Have you ever had hot apple cider with a little bit of Fireball in it?
You've talked about this before. It's like a hot.
I think I said that last year,
kind of.
And now I can actually drink it this year. I'm so excited! It's so good, you guys. Clears the sinuses. I'll say
right up,
which is perfect for fall as everyone is getting nasty colds.
Yes.
Literally, why is everybody getting sick all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Like dropping like flies. Is there like allergies in the fall?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because that's when like harvest is, you know?
Oh,
and
so things are getting like
kicked up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you have seasonal allergies, let us know in our inbox.
Yeah.
I have seasonal allergies.
That's it. That's all you need to say.
Perfect.
Please.
That's all I wanted to know.
It's just an email.
That's it.
I will agree. I will say one time in college, I genuinely don't know if you guys were there or not. I went with like the most random group of people.
I wasn't there. I can already tell you.
I'm sure you weren't.
Pace does not thrive in a random group.
And they literally were like, this is the easiest corn maze. It was probably like, you know, like a square or something. We couldn't figure it out. And I think that's when I was like, do I suffer with claustrophobia? Because I was like, I need to get out of here. I just need to get to the freaking end. Yeah. And I think I did go kind of like through the, you know, when you're like, you can kind of go through the corn, but you like can't go through the corn. Mm. I was like, I'm going to go through the corn because I don't want to be here with you guys
anymore.
And the relief that I felt when I was on the outside was unlike any other.
So by running through the corn feels in the same genre as like stealing cutlery from a restaurant, and that fits Kiera Bedger to a T.
It does.
I love doesn't doing
it
that.
Feel like it's like kind of illegal.
It yeah. Like I love the borderline illegal.
Like it's
you
not
know
illegal.
I mean? Like yeah. it's not illegal.
You won't get arrested.
Like, I won't
but
get arrested.
They will
it's really frowned upon.
They'll say, "Please don't do that here."
And I will say, "Oh, sorry. I might do it anyways."
And then
I'm
yeah.
like, "Is there any repercussions? Because if you just say don't do it, I might."
I'm Can you say that word again?
More.
No. Repercussions.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
That's it.
Repercussions.
Repercussions.
While I'm also hating on corn mazes, I'm just gonna hate on something else too.
Oh boy.
When people say hay rack rides instead of
Wait,
hay rides,
do people say that?
Yes.
Ew, no.
I know.
Who says
also,
that?
Also, would they say, hey, rack rides? Or
they go,
hey, rack rides?
They go, hey, rack rides. Do you guys, are you guys going on the hay rack ride? I'm like, I'm going on the hay ride.
Oh, yeah. It's
also,
hay ride
I'm not,
all the
also, I'm not going on a hay ride. I've done my fair share and I'm over that.
Yep.
But when people say hay rack ride, you're out there. You know who you are. Why? Can you tell me why? I actually asked somebody because this made me mad. And they said, well, there's a rack in the back of the trailer.
Because you're riding
like,
on the rack.
I was like, that's actually not a good enough reason for you to add a word in there.
No. Nope. I've never heard that, if I'm honest.
Nope,
and I hate that. It's only hayride.
Yeah, hayride.
And also, yeah, hayride. I will... A hayride to, like a haunted forest. I think that kind of hayride I do love.
Never done that.
Have you Where
never
have you gone that? To a haunted forest? Like, haunted house? Oh, or, like, a real
no,
haunted forest?
Like a literal... Oh, I mean... I'm trying to remember where. It's probably been in the last couple years here, just like a forest. And it's almost like they can jump out at you in the forest, but
interesting.
They can't
touch
you.
I didn't know that. That's a
yes,
fun
you
thing.
Should look it up. I'm sure there's something like that in Oregon.
There's gotta
I'm
be.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Haunted forest. But the one that I've been to, if my memory is right, like where you park in the parking lot, you have to like take a hayride and then like you're dropped off next to the like entrance of the forest, and I'm like, ooh, that's kind of fun because the suspense is building, and it's definitely a hayride, not a hayrack ride.
Yeah,
and then you like get a little scared, get a little spooked. Are you guys like spooky fall
no.
people or just like cutesy
I'm
fall?
I'm scared.
I okay. love to be scared. I won't decorate my house spooky, but I would do more of the cutesy fall side.
Mm.
But I love to go to a haunted house. I love it.
Shoot.
I love it.
I actually think I might be going to a haunted house this year.
You are?
The first time since, like, I think my junior year at Northwestern, our junior year I went with some friends.
Wow.
Yeah, for our, like, that was one of the things our young adult ministry talked about, like, getting a group of people and going to Sioux City to the haunted house there. But I'm kind of scared.
Oh, pull it together, man.
Oh, I just,
you can
like,
do it.
Well, they're
you
not supposed to touch you, but sometimes they touch you.
When?
No,
when have you been touched?
Well, I got touched whenever I went in Heston on a pick-a-date. I went on a pick-a-date with someone, and the girl zombie put her nose on my face.
Ew.
Well,
I don't
probably
like
probably not
that.
Her real nose. She probably had an artificial nose on her, so technically
well,
it didn't
she
count.
She touched me, and I didn't like it.
Okay, I don't like that.
There's a really good haunted house in Salem, and it's put on by the Deaf School.
Oh.
We went with White and Allie.
Interesting.
What?
It
Because they can't
good.
Hear your screams. Because they can't hear your screams. It's crazy. Wait, can you take that out?
No.
That's. I'm just. Everyone was thinking it.
Honestly, it is a funny concept that the Deaf School puts on. It was the best haunted house I'd ever been to.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
It was really good.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go. Also, Salem, isn't that like where the witch trials
no,
happened?
No, that is the East Coast.
Salem, Massachusetts.
No, sorry.
You knew that. We've done this before.
I also always thought that until recently, so.
Until recently?
probably the last year. And so, then I was like, wait a minute.
Not so many Salems out there.
You guys, exactly.
State back then.
Think of like old America. Yeah,
it would have to be
East Coast. It's not the West Coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I want to go to Massachusetts. I wonder how spooky it would be. Doing like ghost tours.
I bet there's like haunted stuff you could go to, like real haunted stuff.
So do you guys believe in ghosts?
I don't want to talk about it.
I do, and yes.
I do, okay. And I'm scared, so let's move on.
Yeah.
I do really love Hocus Pocus, though. That's one, like, Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus.
Well, that's like nothing.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie.
I agree.
Don't even argue with me. Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in so many years that I want to agree.
Also, the best fall movie is Coraline, hands down.
I've never seen it.
Oh, guys, for another episode, we need to watch Coraline, Hocus Pocus,
Mare is watching the Coraline. Other one. Have you not seen Hocus Pocus, Kira?
I have. It's just been so long. So I'll watch Hocus Pocus.
Okay. And then, Mare, you're going to watch Coraline.
Okay. And Casey's going to watch porn.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've seen it. I watch it every year.
Do you want to watch Hocus Pocus?
No, I'm like a really good seasonal,
Have you watched The Corpse Bride?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one, too. Yeah, I like that one, too.
Okay, we'll have to think about
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe the new Beetlejuice.
I know. I was actually just thinking that.
Yeah.
Maybe the new Beetlejuice.
I mean, I've never seen it either, so, but because it's the new ones. But.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Anyway. I'm kind of dreading fall.
Oh.
Are you over summer? Or, I mean, you're not over summer?
No, I feel like I didn't really... Well, I don't really know. Last week was, like, the one-year anniversary of, like, finding out we were pregnant. And mm-hmm. so this was when I was starting to, like, get really nauseous and morning sick. Yeah. And, like, the fall...
Is it triggering?
It kind of is triggering. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel... And, like, Case, that first trimester, you feel so, like... kind of like you feel miserable like physically and then also mentally because like I can't tell anyone about this because we're not like sharing it yet. There's just so many things and you're exhausted and it's cold and it's getting dreary and I'm kind of dreading it because it's bringing all of those feelings back. So I'm hoping that I can kick it into gear and try and enjoy it, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just not ready for summer to be over.
That's fair.
Ready to wear more clothing. Like bigger, baggier clothes.
Yeah.
Instead of shorts and tank tops.
Fall clothes.
My summer attire from the last couple summers did not fit the same way this summer.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to cover up a little bit more.
Don't look at me. That's how I feel. And that's why fall
is
great.
Going to be in a big flannel.
I'm in this just... jacket that you just can't even tell what body
like is there a body in there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm wearing a burlap sack all day, so
actually don't even look at my face. Please, I mean, I feel that way. And
I'm gonna have a scarf that's like all the way to my eyes.
Yep.
And then like a hat that's all the way to my eyes.
Toes. Nice. To my eyes and then also to my eyes.
So it's just like
it's just my ball, my eyeballs.
It's just balls are out.
Just balls are out.
Balls out, falls out. That's what I've always said.
Also, Mayor, because that was the case, you need to have some new memories in the fall. I feel like fall in Iowa, from what I remember,
it's pretty.
It's kind of pretty.
It's pretty. I will say this. You bet your arse that I'm putting my baby in a pumpkin. I'm carving out those two leg holes and I'm sticking her in a pumpkin and she's
gonna be
so cute.
You know what, I don't know, I probably said this last year, I just carved a pumpkin for the first time like 3 years ago and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
That's okay.
And I hate the way it smells.
I hate the way it smells. I hate the way it feels. My hands are freezing afterwards.
It's just like, to me, I'm like, ew. I'm happy for you, though. Go for it.
My mom would always roast the pumpkin seeds. Did you guys ever do that?
Oh, I've had roasted pumpkin seeds.
Oh, not really, but like.
Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, store-bought, but like, yeah.
I would say I'm a big pumpkin carver as well. Are you a pumpkin pie? Like, oh, do you like pumpkin?
I love pumpkin pie.
Really? Okay, that's where I'm like, I don't know how I feel about pumpkin pie.
I feel like you, as obsessed with fall as you are, that doesn't make sense.
I agree. And that is the one caveat. I like pumpkin in drink form. A pumpkin espresso martini.
Do you think if pumpkin pie looked more appetizing, you would like it? Because it is just kind of like a glob of orange.
Oh, 100%.
You know, potentially. It's not really cute looking. It's not super Instagrammable.
It's
you know, you don't like it because it's not Instagrammable. Is that the
like
issue?
Like, if it looked cuter, would you like it?
Actually crying. You know what? If it was cuter, I maybe would. But here's the thing. It's the texture. It's the I need the crust to like middle ratio be kind of even. And I feel like every time I get a pumpkin pie, it's obviously like 90% filling.
It's pure.
And like a little bit of crust. And I think it's like that. And I don't love cheesecake either. It's like I will have a pumpkin pie. Sure, I will have a cheesecake.
Pumpkin
but
cheesecake
like,
is just so good, though.
It is so good.
But, like, I like the crunch. I think that's what I like.
And go eat a cracker, I guess.
I guess. Or just give me a lot of crust. Like, give me the end, like, only
if
the end.
One thing I know about Kira is she's crusty. We know that.
In many ways. I love a crust. So I think that's the problem. It's not less the aesthetic. It's more the texture.
I didn't know that you were a big texture gal.
Yeah, I don't know if this is new or not, but like even recently I've noticed like when I have like I'm literally trying to think like pizza, even I want to have like something like crunchy with my pizza. Huh. I know, it's very weird.
You should put M&Ms on your pizza.
Ooh.
Oh, like a little
like
because of
Princess
Diaries. Thank you. Yes. I was like, what is it called?
Yeah. It melts, the chocolate inside melts, and so then you
maybe
bite it
like
and it's like and it's soft. It's really yummy.
Maybe I would. Here's the thing. What about fall attire? Because my fall clothes in college when we have first met was infinity scarves. Like, I'm gonna arm knit the heck out of my infinity scarves. I'm gonna do my combat boots with a little bit of sock,
and that green jacket
sock, but
that
not
green
a real
jacket.
Sock.
Yeah.
It's like a sweater, yes, sweater
calf,
arm that you
the
cut
sweater.
Off. Oh, yes.
Do people remember that? We need to post that because that is
insane.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah. No, not you specifically, Kira, but like I definitely cut arms off my sweaters to make that little
to make
sock.
It
yeah.
have that look. We should look at 2014 to 2016. Fall
the zip up like calf
attire
boot. Yeah,
oh yeah.
Oh, that calf boot was everything. Okay, Kira, I gotta call you out because Kira had this pair of boots I think that she really liked,
uh-oh,
but she couldn't zip them.
Yeah,
were my calves too big?
Your
I
calves
think.
Were too big, or
yeah.
It actually might have been your ankle.
Oh,
remember
maybe
we talked
that.
About your ankles before. I think you couldn't zip them at the base.
Remember we talked about your cankles?
Remember about your
remember
ugly
flaw in your body?
AF ankles?
Do you remember talking about that? Remember we told everyone about that?
Thanks for bringing
I'm
that
bring
around.
It up again here.
Screw this you.
Sometimes I forget that people listen. I meant like you remember you and I. Kira, remember when we talked about? Then I remember that people are
everyone listening is like, wait, what? No, I do. And I do remember it was those brown ones. I know exactly what you mean. It's a funny thing. And I couldn't zip them to save my life.
I felt really sad for you.
I need a wide calf, but like I would still wear them and just have them half zipped. It was so uncomfortable, but I wanted to wear them anyway.
Half zipped.
Oh, man. That's
definitely
good.
Half zipped.
Okay. I think you know what had its moment and is gone now. That like just above the ankle boot. Like barely above the ankle boot.
Yes. The one from Northwestern-ish days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was kind of a dressy boot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You could dress it up or dress it down.
With a little heel, kind of pointy-toe-ish. Yes. Totally. That is done for if you have that in your closet. Please don't wear it.
My confession.
Oh.
Do you wear them?
Not specifically about that boot, but the combat boot look with like the tie-up. I went to H&M maybe like 2 years ago and they had a platform version.
Yeah, no, kind of like kind a of doc. A comeback,
and they're kind of making a comeback. And I bought it.
Is now like back yes. in.
Oh, for sure, like, especially for the short girlies. I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna take
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I got a pair of black boots 2 years ago from Noah for Christmas. They're Steve Madden, and they're like black. Ooh. They're kind of the sock-ish kind that have like that sock or like the cloth around the ankle, mm-hmm. and then they're like yeah. lap. Pleather like heel. They're really cute, and those are my go-to. Those are my Blundstones, but those I feel like are harder to style for me for some reason. And I feel like now, like, everyone has a pair of Blundstones, and I want to be
they're different. Almost like trendy now.
Yeah
little hip boots. Interesting. Do you remember Toms?
How could you forget Toms?
I know. Not that it relates to fall, but I would wear them in the fall. No, they're kind of fall. Sure.
Okay, Meredith, I was literally about to say I can smell Kira's.
I can too, and that's so bad. I know my feet. I know.
If you're listening, they're just they were like cream and then had like black dots on them, and I wore the absolute
a flashback to those.
Yes, I wore them with everything, because everything else in my wardrobe was pretty like basic, like a black t-shirt, an orange cardigan, like very like solid colors. This so then I was like, oh, I can wear a pattern shoe
on my feet
every day. Yeah, so I did.
Do you wear no-shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because my feet are stinky. And I know that, so I wear socks. Do you hear that, Kira?
I don't wear no-show socks, and I know that.
I know that. And my feet are stinky, and I know that.
It is a toxic trait of mine, but I just haven't found one that I liked that, like, sit right
Bombas.
With my shoes.
Bombas have the best no-show socks.
Really?
Bomba.
Yes.
Bomba.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just repeating it.
No, it is.
Oh,
I'm also just repeating. That's what I need to get. So if you want to get me anything for Christmas, listeners, if you're out there, my address is, just kidding.
Bomba, if you want to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah. We need some sponsors up in here. Here's my other, one of my final guilty pleasures about fall is walking through Home Goods and smelling the candles.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend Mary, we do a fall day every day. We've been doing it for 6 years now, and we will just go to Starbucks, get our pumpkin cream cold brew, walk the hallways of Home Goods, smell the candles, maybe get a couple, to just get us in the fall mood. And then that's like the day is just walking around smelling candles. Mm-hmm. And I will say the like manly woodsy smell, that is my jam. Like, I love that smell of like a little bit of man, but a little bit of like musk. I don't even know how else to describe
it. No, I get it. I'm actually glad you know what I mean. You chose that, because some of the really folly ones, like, I can get a headache.
Oh, yeah. It's like s'mores. Really... And I'm like, I don't want to be spelling s'mores in my room at night.
Okay, so you are saying s'mores. I thought maybe I heard that earlier.
I am.
No, she's definitely said this before, s'mores. And we've roasted her for it before.
Yeah. Oh, you have. Yikes.
Feel free to roast me for a second time. S'mores.
Get it? Is it smart?
Because you roast a s'more.
And
you
roast a s'more.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Okay. I actually didn't get it. My brain's not really working.
You roast s'mores, Kira.
You roast a marshmallow to make a s'more. And we roasted you.
Yes. S'mores.
That's the joke.
That's it? Oh.
Kira, you roast it like... You roast the marshmallow.
Oh, I get it now. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to wrap this episode soon.
I know. Okay. Maybe cut that out, because that was stupid. that was dumb. My brain is actually like not really functioning anymore, but it's fine.
It's okay.
All in all, I will say It's probably my second favorite holiday.
Okay, second to what
season? Summer. I'm just I'll be a summer girly through and through. I love the sun. But I mean, I would say you can't beat fall in Oregon. It just is one of the most gorgeous places to be.
I've experienced it, and it's true.
It is like the mist and over the mountains in the mornings, and overcast, and then The trees are just gorgeous. Mm, it's just everything you want fall to be. So I'm excited and I'm looking forward to the rain coming and I'm looking forward to it cooling down. I love that. So I'm excited. I haven't put pumpkin in anything yet and I probably won't for a while, but I'm excited for fall and I'm excited. Mm. I mean, Mira's so little. It's like, it's not like she can, I'm like, look, Mira, I don't want to force her to like do things and like things when she literally can't even like comprehend what anything is at the moment. So it'll probably still be a pretty normal fall, but I think next fall will probably be more like, here's a pumpkin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try this.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, go to like a petting zoo or something.
Yeah,
like,
do something. Yes, something like that. Totally. Yeah. But this year it's,
She's not gonna know it.
I get to do nothing still. But yeah, then I have to try a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Also, speaking of babies, I met my niece this weekend.
Talk about that.
I know, which by the time this airs, it'll be like a while ago. It was so cute. It was just so fun, like meeting her. Mm-hmm. Her name is Raleigh. So this is my younger brother's kid, him and his wife, Jess. Literally adorable. She apparently is like an amazing sleeper. So shout out to Raleigh. Good job, Raleigh. The night that we got there, they were like, yeah, she slept like 7 hours last night. I was like,
wow. Got a kid.
Like literally probably better than me. So good for her. Mm-hmm. And she's just like a little content baby. Mm-hmm. When I hold her, I was like, wow, I love you so much. And also like my arm is starting to hurt and I love you so much. But like, how do moms just like hold their, like you must have like some super strength because I'm like, was like, I want to give you back, but also I don't at the same time. Like, I want to keep holding you and I want you to fall asleep right in my arm, but also like, ow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I built for this. So just, that was just like a funny little moment, but it was so cute. There's a little video I have to send you guys of like, it almost was like her noticing that her neck could move. She was just like sitting there and then she was like looking to the left. Mind you, she's 8 weeks old at this point. Baby. Mm-hmm. And she was just like going from right to left, right to left. Aww. And just kept like swiveling just like that, like 40 degrees. But like it was so cute to see her like, oh, like I can move my neck.
Yeah. I can like, do things.
She can't really obviously like keep it up very well, but like she could move it. And it was so cute just to like see little parts about her life, but it was so fun. So all that to say, I love being the auntie. It's my new role and we're gonna go up there for Christmas, so by that time she'll be
fun,
like 5 months, so she'll be all different. I'm like, she's gonna be so, you know, so big. It's like so weird living away now. I'm like, every time I see her, she's just gonna be older and older. Mm-hmm. So
Fast.
It was fun. I know, and that's what Bryce and Jess were saying, like even the photos that like we have a shared album and the pictures they took like first 2 weeks, I'm like, now I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks like totally different. Like her hair is like really coming in, certain things. Again, she's so fresh, but like even in 8 weeks, mm-hmm. how like she can change is wild to me. And it makes me just appreciate moms too. I'm like, that must be so wild, like weird to see your kid. I'm like, you're like, I like last week you were doing this, now you're doing this, and like all the little changes. And I'm not even there around my niece like 24/7 obviously, but even in that, it just gave me appreciation for life too.
Yeah.
It's really
not
sweet.
To be like, oh my gosh, like time and everything, but like it did make me like, time really does go by. So it was really special to spend some time with her. Yeah. So
I'm glad you could do that.
I love you. If you're listening, Raleigh, 8 weeks old. The sound of my voice.
Just laugh.
Listen to just the sound of my voice.
Write us an email if you know what an email is. No, they're good parents too, so it's cute seeing them. So
yeah.
Okay, well, Mare, bring down this mood.
All right, you guys, I need 1 second. I need to go grab something quick.
Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song.
Hey,
I just rediscovered that song. Not that.
Oh,
it's
so good.
My playlist right now, I'm just vibing with it so hard.
Do you have the Spotify Daylist one?
It's like the Spotify. No, it chose my R&B soul list.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, who picked these? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was me.
Like, wait a second.
And Bryce and I just have such different tastes. We'll be sitting in the car and he's like, just looks at me like, ugh. And I'm looking at him like, smiling like, this is so good, isn't it?
You're like, this is actually my favorite song I've ever heard. And he's like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
To be a fly on the wall.
Mm, yeah.
So if you noticed my name today.
Yeah, I did. I was like, are you being a teacher or what's the freaking deal?
Oh, boy.
So my name on our recording platform is Mrs. Hop because I'm going to give you guys a phonics lesson today.
Oh, we've talked about phonics and bringing it back up. Okay, yes. I'm so nervous.
So if you guys, if you listeners don't know, I was a teacher for 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Before I changed careers. And I taught like reading. Like I was like a reading interventionist. So one heavy piece of reading is phonics, and I love phonics. Phonics makes sense in my head. There are some things in the English language that you just have to memorize, but the first grade curriculum, which is what we'll be focusing on today,
oh gosh,
has rules. So guys, this is first grade level, okay? Oh, I think you can do this.
No,
okay?
We won't.
We're gonna start out simple, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna start out basic reading is. Do you know what a consonant is? Can you guys tell me what a consonant is?
Yes.
Like, not vowel.
How do I describe?
Not a vowel, right? Yeah. It's every non-vowel. Letter That's a that good is way not a vowel. Kira, can you tell me what the vowels are?
A, E, I, O, U, sometimes Y.
Very good. Way to say sometimes Y. Yes.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
So basic Thank reading you. Is a consonant, a vowel, and a consonant. Okay? C, V, C. Like the word dog, D-O-G, okay, right? D is a consonant, O is a vowel. Does that make sense?
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
So far, this is where we are. I'm going to introduce something called stretching out a word, okay? So when you stretch out a word, you stretch out each sound. Each sound gets a finger. You start with your thumb. So dog would be D.
D.
A.
G.
G. And then you bring it all together, dog.
Okay.
Dog.
All right, so... That's CVC. Good job. You guys have passed 1 week. Week one in first grade phonics.
Yes. Okay. Yes,
we're going to move on to...
What is this? First grade?
First grade. We're going to move on to digraphs. Can you guess what a digraph is?
Okay. Someone that died on a graph.
That is so close, Casey. Not quite. Okay?
It's two...
Yeah?
Of something.
Yeah, because die, right? What do you think graph means then?
Oh, Lord. I would not do well in RE.
It's okay. No, it's fine. Grader. It's a letter. So a digraph is two letters that make one sound. Can you think of an example of this?
Good.
What?
Like G-O-O? Because it's like...
Oh, that's a vowel team. That kind of fits. I'll just tell you. It is like these. S-H... C-H, T-H, W-H.
It is like these.
And okay. C-K.
Okay. I'm so glad I didn't say what I was going to say.
But also, isn't that you said it's like two that are one?
Two
it's
letters
like,
that make one sound. Well, yeah, that's a vowel team technically. If they're vowels, then it's two vowels that are working together.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What? You guys, why did I just have an aneurysm and think that Finn getting on the back of your couch was an animal in my background? I thought.
Do you think you're being attacked?
There's something in here.
You're like, wait a second. There's just a little. It's just Finn. It's just Finn.
Okay, he loves phonics, so he's coming around to hang
out. Right. Okay. So like,
yes. Okay. So another digraph is PH, but this curriculum does not expose the first graders to that quite yet. So these are the digraphs we're going to be talking about. SH, CH, WH, TH, and CK.
Okay.
Okay.
These all together make one sound. So if I was going to stretch out the word like, shop. Mm-hmm. I would stretch it out. Shop. Shop.
Yeah.
But SH are two letters that spell that first sound, right? Okay. So if digraph means two letters that make one sound, what do you think trigraph means?
Three.
Yes. And those are, I didn't write these down first, DGE that says J and TCH.
Like dodge.
Yes. Good, Kiara. And TCH that says, ch, like in hatch.
Bitch. Oh, sorry.
That also,
but
very
like
good,
both
Kiara.
And
thank
very good.
Y'all. Yes. Okay. We're gonna jump real quick.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
To open and close syllables. Okay, we're almost to the quiz. We're almost to the quiz. Don't worry.
Gosh.
Open and close syllables. So a syllable is just a part of a word, okay? So what is this word? Can you read this for me?
Go.
Go.
Go. Very good. So this vowel is naughty. This vowel is naughty.
Why?
And it wants to run away. And it wants to go long. And it wants to make the long O sound. Oh. Because it wants to run far. It wants to go long.
Okay.
All right. So we got to close it in. So we're going to put a
goo.
T there. We're going to put a T there. And that closes that vowel in and makes him short. So he says ah. And now it's got. Got.
Got.
So
okay.
It's closed in. This is a closed syllable. If that T wasn't there, that would be an open syllable. And it would say go.
Go.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So now, last thing. I'm going to teach you guys about the short vowel spelling rule. This is actually something I felt so dumb for. I had no idea this was even a thing.
I mean, I already feel dumb, so
okay,
I
cool.
couldn't even imagine anymore.
Right. But isn't it kind of making sense?
No.
It kind of is, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Also, listeners, if you hate this, sorry. So short vowel spelling rule, okay? So there's trigraphs and there's the two trigraphs, DGE, that says J. Now, why do you think we need to use that? Why can't I just spell bridge B-R-I-J?
Honestly, great question. I don't know.
I mean, that
honestly,
would work, right? But
I'm sure there's some moms out there who have done that for their children's names.
Probably. Bridge. Little Bridge. B-R-I-G.
Hi, Bridge.
Or B-R-I-J. Bridge.
Like Bridget? B-R-I-J.
But like with a J.
I-T.
Bridget. So, okay, so why?
Okay.
Why?
So
why?
When, well, I guess this really isn't a why, but this is just what you do. Whenever, what sound does that I make, Kiara, in this word?
Eh.
Eh. Is that a long or a short vowel sound?
Short.
I'm so glad she's asking you.
It is short. When a vowel is long, it says its name. Hint. So if it was like I, it's
oh
it was
gosh.
It's long.
Okay, that's a big discovery for myself.
Wait, yeah. Sorry. Can you please repeat
when
that for me and the listeners?
When a vowel is long, it will say its name.
Oh, okay.
So like in the word
a.
In the word hate, eight,
hate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So this is making sense because I love to actually enunciate when they're long because that's like part of my vernacular.
There you go. Except
okay, that is
you.
Vernacular
when
is like
you
level
is long,
20. Okay?
Sometimes it says ooh. That's the only exception.
Okay.
Like in flute.
Oh, yeah.
It says
yeah.
ooh
it's
instead
not
of
flat.
Flute. It's not flute, you know.
Flat.
But anyways, okay. Bridge. Whenever it's a short vowel and if it's followed by the sound j. It'll be a trigraph DGE.
Because someone said so? Because
someone said so.
Yeah. But like who?
Don't know.
Okay.
Jesus.
Jesus.
So then
Jesus didn't talking.
He spoke English.
Let's go to another word. Let's talk about like a hatch. Like I'm going to hatch an egg. Why? What if I just do H-A-C-H? Wrong.
Yeah, but it's like not also at the same time.
But it is because it's a short vowel. So we use our trigraph TCH.
Okay.
So basically, this is just teaching the kids when to use the trigraphs. When they come after a short vowel. And same with digraph CK, like in the word duck or our favorite swear word that starts with an F. You don't do D-U-K. You do D-U-C-K because that U is a short vowel sound. So
it basically helps you understand when to use a short and a long version of the vowel. But because we're native, we don't think about it.
Correct.
Okay.
And honestly, this is when like the kids start to learn spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about like on a spelling test, like, okay, bridge. Oh, man. I know that that's a short vowel sound. So is it a J or is it a DGE? Oh, I think it's a DGE because it's after short. You know what I mean? Like that's when they kind of start to put those pieces together. So.
I never remember having that thought.
Yeah, no. I don't think they taught us this way. I'm actually really crying. I think it was just like, hey, remember hey, this. Remember
I'm just trying yeah, to yeah, they said I'm trying to brace it. For this yeah. quiz.
Hey, that's, remember this.
That's all.
I know. I...
So
come on,
actually,
go to the quiz.
I also I didn't put a quiz together, so I just wanted to stress you guys out.
Oh my gosh. Well, I wanted to
wait,
win
do you
something.
Wanna, do you want a quiz?
Kind of.
Yeah, I want to win.
Okay.
I was stressed out by the quiz, by the way. So
okay.
Good job on that.
Give I'm us just, like two scenarios.
Okay, I'm just going to go fly by the seat of my pants okay. here a sec. Okay. Kay. What is... What kind of word is the word dog?
You said it in the beginning, so...
You I did, said, and I don't remember what
Think about the
said.
Letters. What they
D-O-G.
Mean.
D-O-G.
Consonant vowel, consonant. CVC.
CVC.
Darn it. Kira got it. It's a CVC word. Good job.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, I'm so pissed at myself.
Okay. You I'm going to... Whoever claps first gets to answer this question. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Wait,
okay.
Oh, that's hard for your mic. Oh, that's okay. No, you put it. Put your mic down. That's okay.
That's her fault. She should be getting a stand. We've been talking about this
Wait,
for
are we
years.
Delayed? Are we delayed at all?
No, you're fine.
We're okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. Tell me three of the digraphs we talked about today. Casey?
Try.
No, the digraphs. Wait. Three.
Wait. Wait, you can pass it off to me.
No,
me,
no.
Me, me, me. Wait,
no,
Mara,
no,
me, me.
No.
C-K-T-H.
And which one more, Kiera?
I know. Hold on.
S-H.
It's Kiera's turn.
It's my turn. I'm going to. I think no, I
if you're
will.
Good enough, you don't
S-H. Okay.
Good job. Kiera's turn.
But I got the first two.
That was funny. Okay.
That was funny.
Again, clap when you know the answer. Okay. I'm so scared to talk. Your hands are so close
also,
together.
Our hands, listeners, are like so close together. Like we can barely clap because we're like together.
Okay.
It's okay. Casey, it has to be like to our earphone, like this far. Okay.
There. Yep. I hope you hit yourself in the face. What is a trigraph?
DGE.
What is the definition of a trigraph?
Three letters
that make
a sound. One
yes,
sound.
Very
one
good.
Sound.
Very good. Sorry, I should have said that definition, not good. A not a example.
DGE.
Good job.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Tell me that's right.
It is right. Good job.
It is right.
2-1.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait, Casey, can you give some examples?
Yeah, like bridge.
Oh,
good.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Next one. Clap when you want to try this. Kiera, you might want to put your mic down.
But I just, can't.
Okay. I know you're not going to be able to clap well with that mic in your hand.
You're right.
Okay. Stretch out the word bridge. Kiera.
Okay.
B. Oh. J.
And then bring it all back together into the word.
Bridge.
Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. That was pause after the beat was long. Mean,
okay.
It was a pause because I was like, I wanted to go, but bridge.
Nice. Yep. Okay. This is the last
died
one.
If you did that.
This is the last one.
Okay.
What? Short or long vowel sound.
She cheated.
Wait, I didn't even finish the question.
I know. I'm kidding.
Okay. Short or long vowel sound in the word hate.
Long.
Kiera, clap first.
A long.
Long. Good
no,
job.
That's dumb. No, that's dumb.
Well, you said it.
You
okay.
Said it. Sorry.
Give me another one. I'm ready. I'm clapping.
I hate the clapping thing. I just want to shout it out because I
what
beat
okay,
it
well,
every time when we do
okay,
that.
Okay, I clapped. So give
Fight.
Me another one. I long.
Good job.
Okay, well, I said
clap?
It first
we
anyways.
We said not clapping anymore.
I didn't know the rules.
Also, you didn't even clap. You hit yourself in the chest. Long.
Okay, Casey just wants to win. That's all.
She lost.
But who's the winner? And the
Kiara
CVC
consonants. First grader.
Phonetic. I can be the first grader, but probably not a fifth grader.
Oh. Are you smarter grader? Than a fifth grader?
I felt so dumb.
I still feel dumb.
Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm like, please don't ask any questions. Actually, I don't know anything about our galaxy or numbers.
I was like, I've never met a fifth grader who's this smart.
No. Where are they finding these fifth graders? They're bullied.
Yeah.
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 And probably also, no, I'm not going to say that.
Why do I kind of feel like my brother was like on a variety of this show?
What?
Because he was actually smart. He wasn't on the actual show. Bryson, if you're listening, please tell me the actually correct details of this. Write us an email. But I'm pretty sure he was like on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But
no
it was like a small scale. It was like
no
a Virginia thing.
Did your school
thing.
Do one? Did your school like throw it was something like that?
It was. So it wasn't like it was televised or anything. But it was like big for us. And I was like, that's my brother. And I mean, he is smart. So, you know, I'll give him that. Yeah. I wouldn't have made it far as a fifth grader.
Well, you guys are both smarter than first graders. So good job.
Honestly, barely. That's a win. So... that was fun. I hope you guys have stayed around this long because that was I actually really enjoyed that.
I had a lot
that.
Of fun doing that. So
that was fun. It was probably like a little homage to like your past life.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
I kind of got my teacher voice back out.
I know.
Fun.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Excuse me.
Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy all things fall. Get a pumpkin spice cold brew from Starbucks or from
Please.
Your local coffee shop.
On us. Well, not like
why
on
don't
us,
you
but
support?
Like for us. Sorry. I will not be
Kiara.
Paying for that.
We have hundreds of listeners, so
we
cannot
have
afford
so
to
many
pay
listeners.
For all of their coffee.
I'm not joking? Paying. I barely pay for myself at this point, so I'm not paying for you. I mean, I'll take it a coffee.
I want a giveaway to the coffee shop in town, so I got a $25 gift card.
Ooh. Wait, that's so fun.
And a free mug.
Okay, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's
super cute.
Well, hit up Meredith because she's a $25 gift card. So.
Yeah, if you guys won a latte.
$15 of it so far.
Meredith
had it for not even a week.
Oh, mine would be gone day one. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you it wouldn't.
Yeah, true. Well, gosh, get all the pumpkin flavored things.
Yes.
Buy all the candles. Smell all the smells.
Yes.
Do the scary haunted forest thing if you have one.
And
just enjoy it.
Learn what the vowels are. You guys
wait, what was this
learn
called?
What the vowels are. Phonics.
Phonics.
If you're
hooked
interested
on phonics.
In learning more, the curriculum is called Really Great Reading.
No one is.
Okay. Well.
I kind of am. Can you give me some homework?
Bye.
Hope you guys see you next week.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.